Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's November 23rd, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, buddy, how's it going this week?
Oh, pretty good.
Good, good. We're a day behind.
It happens.
Yeah, we're going to get through this. It'll be okay.
Yeah. When it's the kids, it's the job, so.
Yeah, or it's a combination of the two.
Yes.
So.
More often than not.
You know, they have an expression, eh? Life happens. Sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. But, just like death and taxes, we are here. So let's get this ball rolling. First up, as always, we're going to talk about our non-crowdfunding news. And we have only a few this week. I pre-read the news and somehow missed one of the ones that surprised me. So, first up, we have WAMP, Master of Roots.
So, this is a bust of probably what could be a shaman or a druid, maybe. It's a big bust. It's 1/12 scale, so standing 80 millimeter tall. It's all in resin, and it's pretty affordable at just under 20 pounds.
Yeah, it is a really, really highly detailed bust. When I first saw it, I immediately thought of the brown wizard from The Hobbit.
Yeah, Radagast.
Yeah, Radagast, exactly. But yeah, it's true. You can see it's kind of maybe a shaman or a druid with the bones and the bear fur and stuff. Very, very nicely detailed, right down to the mole on his face and stuff. And like you said, for the price, for a bust that size, it's very reasonable.
Mm-hmm. The price is a pre-order price, though. So it's going to be go up to £25 once the pre-order are done. So act quickly if you want to save some bucks.
Yeah, £5. I mean, that's $9-ish?
Yep.
That's a good deal. Next in line, Secret Weapon Miniatures. New Shattered Ritual Bases.
This is a new line of bases for... That's their in their beveled edge style. So the old... The regular 40k style Game Workshop straight edge, and not the round tips we see in the War Machine or Guildbald. So it's a whole line of that. So you have all the size. You have 25 millimeter, 32, 40, 50, 60, and that's up at 60 right now. So they don't have the big knight bases yet, but it's probably coming.
Well, I'm sure Justin's got it on the way. And it's almost like they released this in conjunction with that news leak out of GW about the new Chaos Marines coming.
Yeah, almost.
Almost, eh? Almost like it was planned.
Yeah. The base looked great. It's like a giant conjuring circle or the floor of an academy, a wizard academy or something, all broken in pieces.
The summoning circles and stuff. Yeah, I mean, you can't. You can say a lot of things about Justin, but you can't fault him for his product. They are super well done. I really think that there's only two companies that make resin bases this quality, and it's him and Dragonforge, so it's a good product. Very good product. Next up, Cool Mini or Not, Dark Age November releases.
So, first they have new releases for the new Shadowcast factions for the Dragary. So the Shadow Elemental, they also have a Death's Device of Shadow, which looks like a giant Dragary warrior. And Greater Ice Elemental also. And those I'm not sure who they are for. The Aircast. The Cyclone Whisper, it's a blister of Dragary Warriors for the Aircast. And lastly, some Sling Slaves. Again, for the Dragary. So, it's a Dragary month.
Apparently. You know, they make good models for this game. It surprises me how much support they give it, considering that I don't know...
We don't see anybody playing it. Yeah. There are a small active group in Montreal, mostly on the South Shore. So, I know there are some players, but it's not a big... It's it's not well supported locally, at least in the community. Yeah.
I really think it's a labor of love for the guys at CMON at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's too bad, because they have some very neat designs.
Yes.
May not appeal to everyone, but the, you know, it's definitely unique looking and a lot of neat stuff in that game.
Yeah, in that batch, I like the first one we mentioned, the Shadow Elemental. All the bottom is made. It's like maybe kind of smoke
out of mist or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. The Death's Device of Shadow is pretty nice, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that completes our non-crowdfunding news. And that takes us into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. First up this week is The Witchborn Corporation. The Witchborn, Enter Perdition.
So this is a strange project. They called it the Evolution in Tabletop Gaming. So it's a campaign-based miniature game with where apps tell the tales. So that's their tagline. So you get a game. The game comes with Reaper Bones for their models, and it's for 2 to 6 players. And the game comes with the app for Android and iOS for all the storytelling and the other role-playing parts from the game. But that way you don't need a game master to evolve your campaign.
It's interesting. But we've seen a few of these computer-aided miniature games now.
Mm-hmm. But most and of them, the rules were part of the app. And this time, I think it's only the campaigning that is part of the app. I haven't read in detail, but that might help have a real game and the apps just keeps track between game.
Okay, I see.
I think. So I think that might be more interesting. Because you see, when you go down the page, you have full rosters of your army, so you have full unit cards and dice and everything.
And little wooden cubes.
Yeah.
No game is complete without little wooden cubes.
And all templates. So this looks like a complete miniature game, but the app goes for all the story part and the campaign.
Well,
and you have a rule book. So.
Yeah, I never say never. I'll give anything a try. So I wish them luck. So I believe they've fully funded or are very close to it at this point. Yeah, they're almost there. So they've got 12 days to go. They're looking for $22,500. They're at $21,976. So basically $525 short. And the Kickstarter will be fully funded, assuming it reaches its goal, on December 5th. Next up, Table War, Macromat Miniature Photo Backdrops.
Yeah, the Macromats are backdrop to take pictures of your miniatures or other stuff if you want. The big difference, if you compare them to vinyl mats or stuff like Engard 18 do, those are neoprenes mat, like a mousepad material. So Table War are known for the mats, and it's the same kind of material, probably a bit thinner, but printed with the photo backdrops in mind. So you have a cool background, a hot background, like a bluish, reddish, and lastly it's the blue gradient, blue to white gradient, which we always saw in the old Game Workshop pictures.
Yeah, yeah. Or the CMON also does that a lot, the blue to white gradient.
Yeah. So you get that, and you also get the, it's a older, maybe?
Yeah, it's an arm to like mount them on. Yep.
Yeah, like kind of a stand to mount on it, and that way you don't have to do it yourself, and it's already available. It works with clip, so easy to install and easy to switch your mat if you want to switch between the one of the three different available ones. They say that one of the big plus of that material is most of the vinyl mats are easy to mark. So if you turn a miniature or a bit too rough when you place, you might mark the surface. And with the neoprene, that doesn't happen. So
right. Which is absolutely true, right? If anyone's played on a fat mat, they know that it doesn't mark from standard play.
Mm-hmm.
And if these are treated like the fat mats, it means they're also going to be liquid resistant and stuff, which is nice. So let's see, what are the details here? So they're looking for $10,000 US. They're already at $18,370 with 12 days to go. So this is 100% fully funded. The project will end on December 5th, 2016. Next up, Zenith Miniatures, Yokai Quest.
This is a collaborative game, so one player or more, in the Japan-inspired Shibiluk fantasy universe. So it's gonna come. It's a board game. It's not a miniature game per se, but it's a miniature board game. You have a ton of plastic, all kinds of cute little creatures, some heroes, and all the cardboards and card to play with them. Makes me think a lot of something
Super
like because of the Japanese team, the Ninja All-Star,
right?
Almost, but sure, those. In Yokai Quest, you have a bunch of creatures and spirits and stuff like that because of the Yokai name. But there still are some ninjas. So,
well, you have to have ninjas. It's Japanese.
Yeah. Yeah. Japanese, Oni, Forest Spirit, and a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, and they've got some great-looking models, which is nice. Mm-hmm. If you like chibis, it's going to be a good Kickstarter for you. And like all things chibi, this has exploded. So, they're looking for 50,000 euros. They are at nearly 122,000 euros right now, with still 26 days left to go. Needless to say, this project is already fully funded, and it will be complete on December 19th, 2016. I would suspect, though, that we'll see plenty of unlocks over the next couple weeks as this continues.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it's just started and it's already blown the doors off its goal. All right. Next up, Clear Horizon Miniatures, Sigma Event 2177 Relaunch.
So this is a 15mm sci-fi miniature game. And I think we talked about the original Kickstarter when it was live. So this is a relaunch for it. They are already funded, so maybe they will keep going this time and it won't fail. So this is to fund for their starter set and the rules. So,
okay,
15mm is something you see more often in historical games, but I like the size for sci-fi.
Well, it's got a lot. You get a lot of detail at 15mm still, mm-hmm. right? And if you look at their models, you can see there's a lot of detail on them. The sculpts are nice. These are not. Whoever's sculpting it is not maybe a top-tier sculptor,
mm-hmm.
but I still think the models have potential. I really like their little light walker and stuff they have.
Yes.
I think it's really cool. I mean, the bugs are bugs. They look like bugs. I might not be doing the models justice. It may just be the paint jobs and the pictures.
Maybe. But I'm not a big fan of the bugs. They don't seem that detailed. But however, the Hades miniatures, the good guys,
the
or
Hades?
At least the
yeah.
human, Hades, yeah, Hades, yeah. The human side, look, they look good.
Yeah, I think the problem is that the first picture on the Kickstarter, you've got a brown and green board with brown, green, and orange troopers standing on it who are they're wearing uniforms designed to fit into the train like camouflage.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it does too well; it makes it hard to kind of see the details in the model. Yeah, so they were looking for $5,000. They are at $5,850, so they've fully funded. They still have 18 days left to go. So the Kickstarter will be complete on December 11th, 2016. Next in line, something I was pretty excited about, actually. Spartan Games Dystopian World Expansion.
So this is for their Dystopian Wars game, and not all the Dystopian World. So I think the name is a bit misleading. However, all the fluff that will come with the new expansion applies to Legion also. So that's good. So this Kickstarter is to create new stuff to go with the game. not just new miniatures. They are going to do a version 2.5 of the rules. They are going to expand existing armies and also adjust some of the rules to have. They have a new play type for a quicker game. So they want to make sure it's available for all armies and stuff like that. And also a new two-player starter set with two other factions in them, which are the Prussian and the Russian.
Is it the Prussians? The Prussians and the Russians?
Yep. Prussian Empire and yep. Russian Coalition. Operation Ice Maid.
Yeah, I really like the look of this game.
Yeah, and two campaign books also. And a bunch of different types. They were talking about doing a 15-meter game some months ago. And they had a big backlash from the online community. So they made a big survey about their games and what people wanted them to work on. And this new Kickstarter is the results of that big survey and what the community is asking for.
Yeah. Spartan is a good company. They have a good product. Their rules are sometimes a little wonky, but overall the games are fun. The biggest challenge with them is that they seem to lose focus.
Yeah, they're scatterbrained about their release and their...
So you've got, you know, they started the whole thing with Uncharted Seas.
Yeah.
And then we had Dystopian Wars.
Firestorm Armada before.
Oh, Firestorm Armada. Sorry, yes, that's right.
And they also had a skirmish game, historical one in the Greek Mythos.
Oh, I forgot about that. And then they had the Dystopian Wars. Right?
Yep.
And then they did Dystopian Legion?
Yes.
And then they started talking Planetfall. But before that really got off the ground, they did the Halo Fleet Battles. And then they launched Planetfall. And now there's a ground version of I think there's a larger format version of Planetfall or something. Now there's the Halo ground fighting thing. Now they're doing this. It's a little crazy.
Yeah, and that's why there was a lot of backlash. And instead of doing another new format, they are just doing putting more time and work on an existing line they already.
Yeah,
that's what people asked for.
Yeah, because people have invested pretty heavily in this game. Mm-hmm. I have a ton of this stuff, and it's
both
super
have.
Cool. It's super super cool.
Yes.
So I'm really, really happy they've decided to focus and do something with the Dystopian Wars. Because they have really cool fluff, all kinds of neat ideas, neat models. And I think their models are actually very reasonably priced, considering they're a lot of resin. What you get for the price you pay is quite good, I find. So it's nice to see them focus on that a little bit. So back to the details of the Kickstarter, now that I've gone on my little rant. So they're looking for 50,000 British pounds. The Kickstarter started 2 days ago. They're at 34,800 British pounds already, with 28 days left to go. So they are well on track to fund completely. The Kickstarter will end on December 21st, 2016. The one thing I will say is that it's a rough time of year for Kickstarters because it's Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that they can get that extra 16,000 pounds and get this fully funded.
It's not like there are not a lot. Just this week, we have so many Kickstarter compared to regular release.
Yeah, I know. And it's strange because traditionally, this has not been a good time of year for Kickstarters.
Yep.
So maybe this will be the year that changes everything. All right.
We'll see.
Yeah. So let's keep going here. We got next up, Kraken War Games. Kraken Scatter Terrain for 28mm tabletop war games.
So this is a new line of Risen Terrain. Scattered terrain, in fact, for post-apocalyptic style terrain. So, bunch of...
Or orcs.
Yeah, you can go for orcs, but it also works. There are so many post-apocalyptic games coming out now.
Like, yeah, for sure.
Eden has been out for a while. This is not a test. We'll just send their stuff to the backers. We see it popping all over the place on the social media right now. People getting their books. Post-Apocalyptica, which we mention once in a while when they release new models. So this is a style that that's in demand. So.
Oh, for sure, it's growing.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
The Kraken Scattered Terrain, they have a nice line of stuff because there's a lot of diversity. Sure, it's all look like big pile of junk, but at least it's different pile of junks.
Yeah, piles absolutely. Of junk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's enough, like there's a lot of distinct pieces, right? So you're not getting duplicated textures and stuff. I think they've done an excellent job. I could totally see this going onto the Secret Weapon Tablescapes.
Yes, for sure.
Scrapyard board.
Yeah, it would
totally fit into that.
Really well.
You could even maybe pull it off for like a Walking Dead style game where you've got you know, people scavenging and stuff. Or if they were to come out with, what was that game called? Oh, we interviewed the creator.
Oh, I'm drawing the thing, but yeah.
The Kickstarter never came through. Yeah. That game. Something America? Quarantine Zone America.
Yeah.
Whew. Had to think about that one pretty hard. But yeah, a lot of neat terrain pieces. This stuff looks excellent. I think a little something for everyone here. All right. So let's see. They wanted 3,000 euros. They're already at 10,000. So needless to say, it's fully funded. They have 25 days left to go. So that says something about the quality of the product too, right? There's only 5 days left and they've, you know, for a terrain project,
it's three only times 5 days in.
That's right. Yeah. 5 days in, I should say. And to already be over three times their goal on a terrain project, that's a pretty good sign.
Yeah. But they have a good Kickstarter page. The projects are well lit, well painted. You have good shots of them. You see unpainted models, scene shot with the smoke and the miniatures. So, and well explained. So, it's a nice project.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the project will end on December 18th, 2016. And like we said, it's already fully funded. So get on this and get some scatter terrain. All right. Where are we here? Oh, here we go. Fusion Core Studios. Heavy Gear Dreadnoughts. Plastic Miniatures War Game.
So for people who know Heavy Gear, this is not for the actual games that just finally got out to their backers, but this is for a fleet scale variant. So you play massive land ships fighting in the desert on, what's the name of that planet already?
Terra Nova.
Terra Nova, fighting on Terra Nova. And the Kickstarter is for the four faction right now. Yeah, I think first four factions. Three or four. Well, South, North, are the usual.
Yeah, I thought it was just the South and the North. Is there more in here?
I might be mistaken. Yeah, okay, I think I'm mistaken. Okay. I think it's just South and North. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the two major players.
Yeah. At least for now, with the launch of the
game. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Who knows what will happen if it unlocks and
go up. Yeah, no, for sure.
So, the scale of that game is so big, even your mechs don't show up in size. So depending on how the Kickstarter goes, for now, most of the rest, like regular size tank and regular size gear you see in that world will be represented by our cardboard chits because they're too small. Like regular tanks are the size of a pin needle.
Yeah, that's the thing. The land ships are like, you know, 300 meters long or whatever.
Yeah, the scale is 1/2500. That's even bigger than the Scorpion War.
Yeah, Scorpion's 1/1200, I think.
Yep.
So, yeah, the scale is crazy. The models are, I mean, they're interesting. I'm curious to see what gets done with the game. I just realized it's not DreamPod 9 doing this. So I guess they've licensed the rights to someone.
Yes, that's the case.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, DreamPod 9 and Heavy Gear have always had a really cool fluff background. And it's interesting to see someone doing something with this side of the game. Because we haven't really seen a landship before, aside from in the video games.
Well, there was a line of landship done by Rubicon 9 years ago. So they even have rules for that. And the base rules for that project are from that game.
Really? Okay, I didn't know that. I don't remember ever seeing that back in the day. Well, learn something new every day.
Yeah, it might be just maybe no models, but only the rules. I'm a bit foggy on that.
Yeah, okay, well. So the details, I mean, they're looking for $30,000. They're at $17,000 already. They've got 24 days left to go. So things are looking pretty good at this point. If they reach their funding goal, they'll be fully funded and the project will end on December 17th, 2016. Next up, Dark Tower Studio Goal Markers. These and more for Tabletop Fantasy Football.
So let's not hide. This is for Gilbald.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, for sure. Except that it's all advertised on the Gilbald super group. And it
possibly
is the exact guild names. So for sure, it's for generic fantasy football. So this wink, is wink. A line of goal markers, because that's one of the things that Steamforge doesn't do for Gilbald. They want people to be able to do and personalize their own goal markers, because it's something that's pretty flu.
Pretty, sorry?
I only have the word in French, flu. Unclear?
Yeah.
Not defined?
Fluid, undefined, yeah.
Yeah, it's... What a goal marker
up to, it's
is.
It's left up to interpretation.
Yeah, it's even in the fluff, it's not clear. So you in the game, you use a 50 millimeter marker and you put whatever you want on it. But for people who are less hobby inclined, some companies are starting to do them. And this is one of those. Two Kickstarter launched this week about this. We picked this one up before. Because we like the product better, and it's Canadian, so why not encourage local?
I like that. Straight up, we like the project better, and it's Canadian.
Yeah.
No holds barred, Antoine. I like it.
Nope. So right now, you see mostly artworks. However, at the end of the page, you do see two small pictures with... four pictures of the goals. The hunter goal, which you see at the end, which is the... kind of dead tree with the branch sticking out. There are better picture of it available on Facebook. I don't know if you will send updates with that particular that one, but it's a really nice sculpted piece. So it's, I think, it's a damage.
It's too bad.
It's too bad that there are not better pictures of the sculpted girls themselves, and you have more accent concept on art, the concept art instead. So, at least he has concept art for all the ones that are not sculpted or are not work in progress yet. So it's a good thing. But it does the project a bit of a disservice not having the really nice other goal available to see.
Yeah.
Or it's available to see, but it's not a good picture.
Yeah, so his project, I mean, he was looking for 750 Canadian, which at current exchange rate is about $3.50 US.
I think you're pushing it.
Well, it seems like it.
It's probably less than that.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's looking for 750 US. He's at 2750 Canadian. Sorry, he's looking for 750 Canadian. He's at 2750 Canadian. So he's fully funded. He's got 20 days left to go. The Kickstarter will be fully funded and complete on December 13th, 2016. So if you need a goal for your team, go check this out. And that leaves us with just one thing left on the list. And that is the WAMP Fusion bases.
So we mentioned WAMP in the regular release, and now they are back in the Kickstarter one, the crowdfunding. So this is a line of adjustable... display basing. So you get a floor, a wall, a plinth, and you mix and match them as you want. So you can mix different style of floors, different type of back wall, add a plinth or not, and create all the display bases you want for your competition pieces or display pieces.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat idea.
Yep. And it's pretty affordable. When you go back in the page, you see you have a sample of everything that can be created with the basic pledge of £16. And there's, what, 6 by 7, over 40 different combinations.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I didn't realize what I was looking at. I saw it was samples, but I didn't realize it was all from the one kit.
Yeah, you cannot make them all because it's like X number of base, X number of wall, X number of plinth, but all mixed together, it makes for a lot. They say 48 different combinations. I was counting, but right over in the paragraph, it's literally...
It's okay. I wasn't judging you, Antoine. It's all good. So, yeah, and the deluxe set is £20. So, I mean, it's a good value, especially if you're going to do some display bases.
Yeah.
Or you're going to enter some competition pieces. So, they were originally looking for 1,500 British pounds. They're at 2,320. So, they are fully funded with 12 days left to go. The Kickstarter will complete on December 5th, 2016. And that, Antoine, is that.
It's that.
So another week under our belts. We'll be back next week. So until then, take care.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve. And if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to unitedgeeksnetwork.com, where you will find Two Bald Geeks, a podcast by two bald horror movie fans that dissect one horror movie a month, saving the spoilers for last. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.